The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good friend of the program, good friend of mine, Doug Russell, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. So happy he's back in the game. He's been doing radio up there for a long, long time. He knows the Brewers. He knows the Packers. He knows the Bucks. He's all over the Milwaukee sports scene. Doug, and he joins us here on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Yeah, Doug, we're not talking Packers football. We're talking some baseball here. Doug, how you doing this morning, man? Long time no talk. I talked to you a couple weeks ago before the Packers kicked the Niners' ass. That was not fun.
Well, depends on your perspective, I suppose. Good to talk to you here, Bonte. Yeah, we're heating up the hot stove. You guys got a good one in Willie Adames. You really do. I think you're going to really like him once he gets to town.
Well, my guy Joe Shasky over here might be the biggest baseball fan outside of Sam Lum, and he's got his Giants gear on, and he can't get enough of Willie Adames. So I want you to explain to Shasky the type of player the Giants are receiving and what you texted me last night, Doug.
You're going to get a hard-nosed player. You're going to get somebody who plays every day. You're going to have to just beat him upside the head to get him out of the lineup. He wants to play not only every game, he wants to play every inning. He's a great teammate, good leader, good in the community. He's got all the intangibles that you could possibly want from a player. And hits with some power. He's a good fielder. You'd like to see the batting average maybe come up a little bit. You'd like to see the strikeouts come down a little bit. But, boy, you give me a team of Willie Adames's and you're going to be a pretty successful team.
Yeah, I think he, like, again, from afar, I don't watch him every day, you know. So I'm sure you can jump in at any moment. But I see a guy similar to Matt Chapman, like, a very good glove grinder, a guy who's going to strike out a lot, but he's also going to, you know, work the count, and he's going to try to hit bombs. He's going to try to hit for power. Like, I'm not mad at that. And I'm looking at his defensive metrics the last couple of years. I mean, he's one of the top rated defensive shortstop, but this year it felt like in July and into August, he had a rough stretch. What happened defensively to him this year where it wasn't as good as the years prior?
Yeah, sometimes you just get the yips, and I think that's what happened to Willie a little bit. And he was aided by the fact that Bryce Terang was a Gold Glove second baseman, actually a Platinum Glove second baseman, right next to him, so that helped a little bit. But overall, you look at the overall course of his career, and he's been outstanding with the glove. A couple of, like I said, yips here and there. But this is a guy who's got postseason experience. He's not even 30 years old yet. He's played in a World Series. Didn't happen in Milwaukee, happened in Tampa Bay, but he's been in the playoffs the last several years with the Brewers. So he comes up with some big hits. He's got the clutch gene. Just a very good, hard-nosed player. He's everything you want a major league ball player to be. Big loss for the Brewers. And like I said, I mean, what you get on the field is one thing. Some of the intangibles that you get in the clubhouse, Pat Murphy, Brewers manager, was talking about this after it was announced that he had signed with the Giants. And he's like, man, we've lost other guys. We've lost Corbin Burns. We've lost Josh Hader. But I don't even want to talk about losing Willie Adames, not only for what he does on the field, but what he does off the field as well.
Wow. Talking to Doug Russell, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Been doing it for a long time up there in Wisconsin here. So you talk about the player he is in the clubhouse, off the field, on the field. Ideally, where's the best slot for him in a lineup? Is he a cleanup guy? Is he a three-hole hitter? Is he in the two-hole? What's the best spot for him in a lineup?
I see him as a two or a three. I don't necessarily see him. I mean, he hits a lot of bombs, sure. Absolutely. For a shortstop, he's got as good a power as just about anybody in the game. But I see him as a two or a three. And, you know, he's a guy who can get on base. He can make things happen. He can, you know, steal you a base. He can win games in different ways. He's not a leadoff hitter. I don't think he's a four. I don't think he's a five. I don't think he's a six. But you put him in a two or a three, I don't think he's going to flourish.
No, I like that. Yeah. So it's funny because I feel like Tampa Bay gets this everybody loves Tampa Bay, the way they operate and how smart they are. And I told Bonte forever, I'm like, dude, I like the way the Brewers are run. I don't think we give enough love to the way that the Brewers have been built. And they're also a team with a lesser payroll and just how shrewd some of the moves that they make are. Why couldn't they, or why didn't they, try to retain this player? Because he is a very, very good player. It's ironic that you got him from Tampa Bay. But I'm just, is it strictly the money?
Yep. Straight cash. That's it. The Brewers don't have the margin of error, I guess, that maybe the Giants or another larger market team would have. Like, you look at the Dodgers, you look at the Mets, especially what they did with Juan Soto, you look at the Yankees. They can afford to miss on a guy. The Brewers can't afford to miss on anybody. And when you're looking at a 7-year, $182 million deal, which Willie deserved, he earned it. Market set the price for him, and he took it. So, no shade to that at all. But the Brewers just can't afford that. So what they're going to do is probably move Joey Ortiz over from third base to shortstop, and then they'll replenish through the minor league system. And that's the only way that a team like the Brewers can be competitive, or a team like the Rays that you mentioned, or a team like the Kansas City Royals, who have gone to two World Series in the last, I guess a little bit more than a decade now. But that's the only way that they can operate. And that means that you're going to lose players like Willy Adames. You're going to lose a player like a Corbin Burnes, who they traded to the Orioles last offseason to bring in younger prospects to replenish the draft system. By losing Willy to the Giants, they did make a qualifying offer that Willy turned down, as was expected, but they get a first-round draft choice out of that as well. And they'll just use that to restock the minor leagues. And eventually the hope is that their player development system, which is as good or better than just about anybody's in baseball, because it has to be, they'll churn out another major league player and hopefully somebody who can, maybe turn into another Jackson Churio, who they signed to an 8-year contract before he set foot on a major league diamond at the age of 19. And that has, in his first season turned out to be, a different operating mode for a team like the Brewers, but something that they had to do. They have to make calculated risks, but they just can't make every calculated risk.
Yeah, Jackson, I was just going to bring him up. He's an absolute stud, and he really came on in the summer months and had a spectacular rookie season here. And I know the Brewers have some pitchers coming up in the pipeline as well that I was watching in the Futures games. They got some dudes coming up, so you're right on that, Doug. From afar, how did you view the Giants the last few years under Farhan Zaidi, and what did you make of the Buster Posey move as he's now running the show out here in San Francisco?
I think that's interesting. He was such a good player. Such a great catcher, and I'll always put up for catchers, most specifically being managers. We've seen that so many times, but you don't often see a player move into the front office and have success. So I'll be very interested to see long-term how the Giants are going to operate under Buster Posey, but I think it's an interesting move. Buster a lot better than I do, but, this is a team that you look at that division, and it's always going to be dominated by the Dodgers, but can San Francisco make some inroads there? I mean, they were a team that was about 500 last year, but still in fourth place. Arizona had a good season after winning the National League pennant the year prior to that. San Diego's always going to spend a lot of money. You got Colorado bringing up the rear, so Colorado's going to be Colorado. But I think it's a very competitive division, even, against the Dodgers. And I think that San Francisco is a team that they've got a great fan base, obviously. It's a great city. Players want to play there. And you've had success. You've seen three World Series championships in not that. I know the memory's probably fading a little bit for some of your fans, but I haven't forgotten about those three World Series championships.
Doug, it was at least post-internet. We were looking at the 49ers, and it was pre-internet. And the video of the Niners beating the Chargers of that Super Bowl in Miami just gets grainier and grainier and grainier. This is the Giants. We at least had the DVR option, right?
It's not right. But at least the 49ers were in the Super Bowl last year. I know it's not going to happen for you this year, but it's a great city with great sports teams.
Yeah. You keep referencing Corbin Burnes, who you guys traded last year to the Baltimore Orioles. He's got almost 1,000 innings pitched in the bigs. He's a 3.19 ERA. I mean, this guy is a beast. And I look at guys that I want to bet on. You obviously can never tell with these elbows and shoulders and whatnot, but these broad-shouldered dudes, the Matt Cains, Josh Johnsons, dare I say Curt Schilling, that's what this guy reminds me of. He reminds me of someone who's just an absolute hog who you want to give the ball to in an August-September start. Is he worth investing hundreds of millions of dollars into, or are you a little more skeptical on Corbin Burnes?
It's not Corbin specifically. It's just somebody that you mentioned how many innings he has on his arm. And the other thing that the Brewers are really adept at doing is knowing that, you know, statistically speaking, and this isn't a knock on Corbin, it's not a knock on Willie, it's not a knock on anybody else that they've traded, but the facts are what the facts are. The best portion of most guys' career, and there are outliers, but the best portion of both of most players' careers in Major League Baseball is between year 4 and 8. And that's where the Brewers' kind of sweet spot is. So if you look at Corbin Burns long term, a couple of years down the road, is that going to be fool's money that is spent on him? I think that that is probably the case for most pitchers. Again, there are outliers, but I think most pitchers probably aren't worth that much money. And that's why the Brewers, one of the reasons why the Brewers traded him when he did. I mean, even a guy like CeCe Sabathia, who is a Hall of Fame pitcher, had a marvelous run with the Yankees. The best part of his career was that 6 months, well, 3 months, that he spent half a season with the Brewers in 2008. After a certain number of innings, there is the law of diminishing returns on mostly pitchers, but pretty much all baseball players, if you look at the statistic long term. So I don't know how this Juan Soto thing's going to go either after about 8 or 9 years, but I guess we'll see. That's the Mets money, not mine.
He's got that opt out after 5 years. I mean, I think he's opted out. He's already probably clicked on that clause, Doug's like, yeah, after 5 years.
The Mets hope he opts out after 5 years because I don't know that they're going to get much return on the investment after 5 years.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's solid, but probably not. You know, $51 million a year worth.
Yeah, no, that's wild there.
I told Bonte, and I'll go to my grave, outside of Mahomes, I don't think there's a player in sports I'm giving a 15-year deal to, period.
Josh Allen?
I don't even know if you give it to Mahomes. I mean, and that's no shade on Mahomes. Mahomes is, he's already playing with a gold jacket, and he's not even 30 yet, but you give a 15-year contract to anybody, and, man, that spells trouble. I don't know how many. I don't know if anybody's going to live up to a 15-year deal.
You better have those incentives and those opt-out clauses. Real quick, Doug, are the Packers going to do the Niners a favor and try to beat the Seahawks? What is it? Monday Night Football,
try.
Right? What is it? Monday Night
Good
Football try. Or Sunday Night Football?
Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, yeah.
You know, they came off a tough loss against the Lions. I think the Packers are a really good team. They just have to start beating some other really good teams. Seattle's a good team. I don't know if they're a great team, but it is on the road, so could go either way.
Yeah, no doubt. Doug, you're the best, man. I love always talking to you, man. You're a good dude, man. Thanks so much for the time and a little insight on Willie Adames.
Bonte, anytime, Joe. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. Doug Russell, one of the best up there in the business. He works with our guy, name's evading me.
Bill Schmidt.
Bill Schmidt. Yeah, they go back. Bill Schmidt, they're all part of the same family up there. 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. Doug Russell.